now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's great to be with you every Saturday right here in CFAX 1070. I'm Patty Mack. On the show today, we're going to talk to people from the Floathouse Victoria. It's sensory deprivation and flotation. Sounds interesting, huh? Well, stay tuned for that. Also, Coach Carrie Brown, our business coach, is going to talk about four strategies this summer to keep you productive, because sometimes this time of year we kind of forget about business planning for the fall and we need to kind of get back on track again. At the top of the show, we're going to talk to Chef Peter Graben, who's on from time to time. He's the man chef. He's a caterer. He's a chef. He's everything. And he's also now talking to people about cooking and learning to eat whole foods, good food, slowing down, learning what food's about. How are you, Peter?
I'm fine, thanks. Lovely to hear from you, Patty.
Well, it's always great to talk to you, and you're always inspirational, and you sent me what you had were talking about. Where did you give this sort of speech to that you had prepared?
I took some of the internet and some for myself. I did a presentation to actually a bunch of gentlemen, and because two or three of these gentlemen had come to my Man Chef class, and they asked me to come, and they have this club, so they asked me to talk to them at this club concerning food and food, how to eat food and how to eat properly and what, etc. So this was part of my presentation. So, and actually I'm intending to post it on my website, but unfortunately it won't be done until in a couple of weeks. But that's where it's at, and it was educational for me also. To, you know, I knew, you know, I thought it was very well done, and it was well worded, and to emphasize, you know, what is good and what is not good, and well, you know, what we should. We're not in the education business. That's what a friend of mine once told me. That's a very clever guy in the food business, but it's good to be able to tell people what, you know, what they're eating, etc. And it's not that fast food. I mean, you need fat. You need food. I mean, I have to have fish and chips. I go out for fish and chips, or we go out as a family. We love it. Should we eat it? Yeah, go for it. Should be fun, but in moderation.
That's exactly it, Peter. And I think that, yes, you're not teachers, but you become a teacher. And, you know, at the Man Chef, it's not just about doing these classes for fun. It's about really passing on to the next generation, to people who are widowed, single people, yep, the love of food, and to slow down and start enjoying the process and real foods.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's quite interesting. One of the gentlemen from this group, he was actually a widower, and he came to me. He hadn't a clue even how to boil water. He now runs a In From the Cold program in one of the churches or the synagogues. Listen, he was a Bay Street money man, all right? Wow. He didn't know anything. And he's actually, because of what he learned with me, he's now able to run this In From the Cold program, which is fantastic.
That is so great because, you know, sometimes we're intimidated by the idea of cooking, but all mm-hmm. it took was for you to inspire him and show him some techniques that now he's helping other people from this life of, you know, Wall Street life kind of thing. He's now helping others.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Very
mm-hmm.
cool. Now what you wrote about, like you were saying about fish and chips, you're not condemning all fast food, but we have
not
to learn
all
the balance. So, you know, diabetes, high blood pressure, all these things that are coming on because of all these additives, all the extra fat that, you know, if we put that money into buying some groceries, learning how to cook, you'd save a lot of money for one thing.
Well, you would do. And it's, you know, it's a cultural change, you know, roasting a chicken or making a grilled cheese sandwich, scrambling eggs. You know, it's a smart campaign to get, you know. Some of the food becomes addictive, and that's what happens. So it's, yes, you have to get into that. And anything that you do, you do it once a week, or it's like exercising. You know, exercise, more is better than less, and some is a lot better than none, which is one of these sentences there, which is true. And the engineering behind hyper-processed food makes it virtually addictive.
And why is that, Peter?
Well, most of the I don't want to preach.
Right.
But most of the food which you buy outside is not made by chefs. It's made by chemists and scientists.
Mm. So they get you hooked onto their food a bit with all
the
fat.
Yeah, well, as it says here, it's taken 40 years to get people hooked onto that type of food. Yeah. For 50 years, companies strove to create food that was energy dense, highly stimulating, and went down easy. Mm-hmm. They put on every street corner, made it mobile, and made it socially acceptable to eat any time, any place.
Right.
You know, and obesity is an enormous problem, you know, in Canada, and more, we just came back from a trip in the States, and it's much more in the States than it is here. And the portion sizes are just ridiculous.
Well, it's portion size too, you know, and I think that if you start on a better diet or nutrition plan, you start to lose those cravings for those kinds of food.
Mm-hmm.
And if you watch your portion sizes and, you know, maybe eat more in the middle of the day, the beginning of the day than the end, stop the snacks. I mean, it's really just sort of relearning how to eat a bit and how you might have eaten years ago when you were growing up.
Correct. The other thing which I discovered, which is quite interesting, is that if you take two glasses of water before you sit down to have your meals, you actually eat less, which is really interesting.
Right. And, you know, I have a son who took home ec in school with Sue Phillips and loves to cook, does lots of it. Our other son was busy. He's a football player out doing that and didn't really learn as much about cooking. And now I'm looking at your site, all this, the tips and lessons, and I'm talking to my friend Dave Ross, how to start him learning to cook. So he's a productive guy, knows good food, not having to go somewhere else and have someone make it for him. Where do you start with that?
Well, you basically start on the, you know, and there, although I teach it, there's so much on the internet for easy cooking. You just have to go to just learn how to, if it's only just to saute off a chicken breast or to put it on the barbecue or to, you know, grill some vegetables and a rice or a pasta with it. And that's easy. And you just start with one course, one easy thing, and work from there. Stuff like, I mean, beef always takes a long time to cook, but I teach my guys to make a beef stew in 20 minutes by using hamburger meat. And then I also teach them, first of all, it's got tomato sauce in it, or tomato in it, which the tomato works as a, will allow the food to sit in the fridge much longer because the acidity in the tomato is a preservative. And I teach them to make double or triple quantities of it and to freeze it and then use it, you know, down the road. If they're at home, just take it out and either zap it, and that's what they do. But it's an education also, and it's not easy for people to come home sometimes at 5 and 6 in the evening and have to start cooking. It's easy to run into a place. But I don't know if it's even faster today to run into a place and pick up stuff and take it home, or if it's easier just to cook something fast, and it's also a lot cheaper. And as I say, it doesn't have all the additives in it and all the preservatives. And if you read on the packaging what's in it, if you cannot pronounce the words, you shouldn't eat it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, it's funny because, you know, you've had a house full of kids before, and they look at the cupboards, there's nothing to eat. But it's amazing what you can put together. And someone was suggesting to me that, you know, start doing maybe the meat, cutting it up, having it in one container, having the vegetables sautéed off, having the other container, get some wraps, so that you can assemble your food, especially if you're a young person who's on the way out the door, then you've always got those sort of choices.
Correct. I mean, it's not any different. Just before this phone call, all the children descended here, and there was some pasta in the fridge, which I had cooked. I just put it in a colander and put boiling water on top of it to make it hot and sauteed it off in a pan with some butter and olive oil and grated Parmesan cheese, and that was food for them. And that's what you do with pasta. You just keep it in the fridge in water. You strain it in a colander. You have boiling water in the kettle. You just pour it over so you don't have to wait for the pasta to cook in the pan. It's already piping hot when it comes out of the colander. You put that right into the pan and saute off in 5 minutes. You've got dinner on the table.
That's fantastic, and I bet it's delicious.
Yeah, it is delicious. And all the children love it.
And, you know, also you're not wasting. I think, you know, we buy all this veg, all this stuff, and, you know, it might not look perfect, but there's so many things we can do to put that into our food still.
Absolutely, absolutely. And with the vegetables, it's very important that you do take a balance, and with the fresh fruit. And we're so fortunate that there's no such thing as a season anymore, and everything's available. And the fresh fruit, and the darker the fruit, it's better for you. The cranberries and the blueberries and the blackberries are just phenomenal and loaded with, you know, great antioxidants and vitamins and minerals. It's terrific.
And, you know, I heard a tip the other day, too, from my friend's daughter, Emily, that with the bananas, when they get a little ripe, instead of just chucking them in the freezer and then you chuck them away later, peel them, first of all, then put them in the bag so that when they come out, they're not so watery?
Correct. Or what I do, I make an oat bran every morning, so I just put, if the banana's a wee bit soft, I'll put it through the oat bran.
Very good. Like, and you you also have a bunch of tips on your website, and I want to get back to that, especially about salt, because...
Yeah.
That is a flavor enhancer. When we come back with Peter, more about some great recipes for your summer.
Okay, thank you.
Rain, sun, snow. We get it right with an accurate forecast. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Debbie, what is going on with your phone?
Oh, just another useless notification from my husband's install-it-yourself alarm system. It's been nothing but problems.
Really?
Yeah, it's just bells and whistles. I don't actually feel any safer at home. It's like we're always on call.
You know, you should call Alarm Force. They sent someone to install my alarm system, and it's professionally monitored.
Leave it to the professionals when it comes to protecting your home.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Locally owned and operated Camino Carpets and Flooring. You may have known them as Camino Carpets for years, but you should get to know them as Camino Carpets and Flooring. They do more than just carpets. They do all types of flooring. Camino offers free estimates and guaranteed installations and will help you find the right flooring for your home or business. They take pride in their work, so you can be proud of your floors. Camino Carpets and Flooring, an accredited member of the Better Business Bureau. 3950 Quadra Street, across from Lumber World.
Our real estate market is hot. Have you noticed how fast the sold signs are going up? Wouldn't it be nice to have a commission break when a property sells so quickly? This is Kevin Ramsey, lead realtor of Fair Realty's Sweet Home Victoria real estate team. All of my listing contracts have commission reductions if the property sells within a month. A quick sale means less work and less advertising for me, and transferring the savings to you makes perfect sense. So remember, when it's time to sell your sweet home, go to sweethomevictoria.com or find Sweet Home Victoria real estate team in the yellow pages.
What's the talk around your water cooler? Don't have one? Then it's time you called Old Victoria Water Company and get into the convenience and great taste of pure water delivered to your office or home. Old Victoria Water is the only company offering three choices of water: purified, natural spring, and distilled. Get the cooler conversation started with a free three-week trial. Just call 744-2333 or click on oldvictoriawater.com. For fast and friendly service, Old Victoria Water Company, the island's water cooler people for over 20 years.
We are back. I'm Patty Mack. You're listening to Lifestyle right here on CFAX 1070. If you ever want to know more about me or my guests, please get in touch with me. The website is Lifestyle with Patty Mack, and you can also email me, pattymack@shaw.ca. And on the phone right now, we have Chef Peter Graven from Toronto. He's the man chef. He's always got great ideas. And in the break, I was just talking to Josh on the board here, and he was talking about his wife makes some great pancakes with bananas. Tell us that recipe, Josh.
Yeah, it's very simple. It's like quick oats, bananas, vanilla extract. Done.
That sounds pretty good, doesn't it, Peter?
Yeah, very good.
The same idea as your oatmeal, right? Just doing a different presentation.
Yeah,
and they
right.
have a little sun, so that's the way you want to do it, right? Is start when you're young to incorporate this, like you do with your family, Peter.
And the other thing we also do is we go to the kids' classes, and we've done that. My children are grown up, but my grandchildren, I go to their classes into the classroom, and we cook with all the kids.
Wow, what fun! What do you cook with the young ones then?
Macaroni and cheese, and we do a stir fried vegetable, and I give them all chef's hats to wear. And we go into the classrooms, and it's such fun.
No kidding. That's fantastic. And also, you know, people are so concerned about different ingredients, and I know butter is important. Don't use the fake stuff. If you're going to use it for flavor, use it. Salt. Tell us why you think you need a pinch of salt and why you can use butter.
Well, we use butter when we're frying, but we do half butter. Often when we're frying fish or chicken, we'll use half butter and half olive oil.
Mm.
Because butter will burn and olive oil will not. So you do half and half when you're baking, when you're frying things or a stir-fried vegetable. You put in butter and olive oil. It gives a terrific flavor, and it's a big, and the flavor profiles are mixed, so it's very good. And you do need salt and you do need pepper. I believe that I don't mean to age myself, but when I was an apprentice in the kitchen, we used to sweat so much they gave us salt pills to eat. It may sound like another life, but it was. But also, if you don't have enough salt in your system, you can often get cramps, which often happens to a lot of runners.
Have you found that people, you know, with all these food fads, go so overboard on one thing or another or eliminating stuff from their diet, and it's hard to talk them out of that?
Not really. And, you see such a selection of seasonings in the stores, if it's all the different kinds of sea salts and all the other salts, and obviously it sells, otherwise it wouldn't be there.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And the seasoning, yes, and people are much more adventurous than they used to be on seasonings and exotic seasonings like the Indian stuff and the Chinese stuff and all the natural things. And I think it's amazing what's happening with the food industry right now. And people are becoming educated some of the cooking shows, you know, the fun. And people are, even the kids love them. And they're learning a lot about food, which is very important.
I like on your site, you say, make cooking fun. Shoes off, music on, favorite beverage in hand. Enjoy your time in the kitchen.
Correct. That's what we do.
It should be a joy, right? It shouldn't be a hardship. And you've done this for a long time. You talked about sweating in the kitchen, but you still have a passion for it. And I know the family dinner and eating together and all that's important. Tell us why we need to reconnect over these meals again, because with this busy schedules.
It's very important. Well, you know, when our kids were growing up, we always had breakfast together and we always had dinner together. That was religious. Because it was important you spoke to the children and knew what was happening for breakfast and they ate a proper meal. And for dinner, they would come home and tell you the stories. And my kids have continued that tradition with their kids, which is wonderful. And it's yes, it's easy to grab something, but they cook. And well, it was quite interesting, actually. My son, he doesn't know where the kitchen is. He just walks. But my two son-in-laws, they could do all the cooking in the house.
Yeah, my brother Barry, like I have a lot of men, my husband, who are all great chefs in the house. So it's very nice, and I think it sets a good role model for the next generation coming up that, you know, this is good for everybody to be involved
in. It's wonderful. And where you are, you're in Vancouver.
Victoria,
Yeah, you have such an abundance of phenomenal fresh fish and all kinds of stuff that's just so easy to cook and so easy just to saute off or to grill or to throw in the barbecue. I mean, and all the fishes are so good for you, especially the fatty fishes, the salmons, and all the ones with the vitamins are all there. It's so good for you and so easy for people to make.
Yeah, we go out every weekend and go to all these different, markets. And it's actually exciting. You look at this stuff and it's beautiful. When you look at the colors and the flavors and, you kind of just turn your taste buds around that these things are so good. Why would you want any other stuff, right?
Yeah, it's so exciting. I mean, in Ontario, unfortunately, you're 1,000 miles from the sea. But when we come from Britain, and in the UK, you were never more than 70 miles away from the sea, no matter where you lived there. And we had some phenomenal fishes. But people should experiment, even if it's just to get a nice piece of fresh salmon or trout or sea trout and sauté it off with olive oil and butter and lemon juice. Dip it either in flour and egg wash, and just pan fry it. It's phenomenal.
So what kind of things can you suggest and are you serving for this summer that, get people excited? Because, like anybody, you kind of have your repertoire and sometimes you get a little tired of it. And what do we add now? What are we having this tonight?
Well, we're doing a mention. Actually, I was just finishing a main course on Wednesday and Tuesday night. And the guys are going to cook and then all the wives are going to come and sit down and taste the fare of what they made.
Nice.
So we're making a radicchio salad with fresh celery, red onions, and shallots in a dressing. And then they're doing a pan-fried lake trout, and they're making a quiche to go with it. And for dessert, just strawberries and blackberries and blueberries in a glass with a scoop of sherbet and a spoonful of yogurt on top of it.
Wow, and real men do eat quiche.
real men do eat cheese.
And they make it, too.
Well, what we did was we did exactly the same last week. I said to the guys, we're going to do one this week, but next week we're going to do identical, but I want you to invite your wives. So all the wives are coming, and they're all going to sit down at our dining room table, and the guys will come out of the kitchen with their chef's hats on and present their dinner.
That's fabulous. And now how long would that take to prepare and get ready for them? How much?
Exactly an hour and a half.
Really? That's not bad.
No, it's not bad. You see, where we're coming from is we want to teach these guys how to make a main course item in 20 minutes to half an hour.
Timing is everything, isn't it, too?
If you're
starting with eggs, I know you have on your site about breakfast, and so you wake up, you got young people in the house, and they want to make eggs. There's a lot of different ways to do that. Give us some ideas for making breakfast with eggs and that kind of first lessons in cooking.
All you for argument's sake, this morning I made, I sauteed off some mushrooms in a large frying pan with olive oil and butter, and I whipped up 6 eggs because there were 3 of us for breakfast. And I just sauteed off the mushrooms, and I just put the eggs in the frying pan and mixed it with the mushrooms and put some melted cheese on top of it, and that was breakfast.
Wow, you had a busy day so far. You've already made that and pasta.
Oh, no, that's what I do. It's a pleasure. And we have all kinds of visitors coming from all over the world. So we're having a big event here tomorrow afternoon, a family reunion tomorrow afternoon from 2 till 5. So
now, what will you make for that, Peter?
All was very simple. We're doing party sandwiches. We're doing ice cream sundae bar for the kids. We're doing raw vegetables. We're doing salads and very, very light fare.
I think you keep things pretty simple, don't you? Because, like you're saying, you know, you're doing all these fancy, you know, nice things for the husbands are making for the wives.
Yeah.
But the dessert is a little more assembly. So you don't always have to do from scratch cooking, do you?
No, you don't, especially with the desserts. You could just do a poached apricots in vanilla and sugar. Or you can do... what else? I mean, there's a zillion things to do, but in the summertime, it's got to be very light and very fresh. The other thing that we do is we teach the guys how to barbecue fruits on the barbecue.
Ooh.
You can barbecue peaches and pears and pineapple rings on the barbecue.
Oh, and with a little ice cream, delicious.
Yeah, absolutely scrumptious.
So you just keep that barbecue going, so after you've had that...
Right, well,
you're actually
on the side, so each course, you see, timing is essential. So what you do, you can't put it on raw, because by the time people have finished the main course, they want to have dessert. So you cook it, and then you just put it to the side.
Beautiful,
and you can sprinkle it with a little bit of brown sugar, and it glazes.
Yummy. If people want to know more about you, Peter, tell them how to get a hold of you on ManChef.
My email is peter@manchef.ca. Or my website is www.manchef.ca.
You inspire people every day. Now, tell us one thing, though. What is your favorite kitchen tool that you use all the time?
Good knives.
Yeah.
Two things. Good knives. Okay, good knives, but because if you cut yourself, it's better to get a cut from a sharp knife than a blunt knife. But if you drop the knife, under no circumstances, try and pick it up. Just step back.
Right. And what was the other thing? You had one more?
Yep. Underneath the cutting board, put a damp cloth so the board doesn't slide.
Great ideas. Listen, you have a great weekend, a great rest of your summer, and I look forward to talking to you again, Peter. Thanks for all the tips.
It'll be a pleasure, and be well, and thank you very much.
You be well, my friend. We're coming back after the news. We're going to talk to Coach Kerry.
Who did you and Mike call to get your roof redone?
Well, we called Ariel Roofing, but it turns out we didn't need to. They gave us a free estimate and said our roof has about 5 years left.
Really?
They're honest. They'll only redo your roof if it needs to be redone.
Wow.
Are you sure your roof needs to be replaced?
Actually, no. I better find out.
I'm Tom Williams, owner of Ariel Roofing. We're honest about roofing. For a free estimate, get in touch at arielroofing.ca.
For over 60 years, Sawyer's Sewing Center has provided consistent expertise and service excellence in sewing, quilting, and embroidery on Vancouver Island, bringing you the best and most trusted brands like Janome, Babylock, Pfaff, Bernina, and Elma. We also carry heavy-duty industrial sewing machines for canvas and boat tops. Check out our website for the latest in fashion and quilting classes. Visit sawyersewing.com and Sawyer's Sewing Center on Douglas across from Uptown.
Sawyer.
Victoria's breaking news and talk that matters. CFAX 1070.
It's 1:30 on Saturday, August 2nd. Good afternoon. In the CFAX newsroom, I'm Rob Freeman. The helicopter, which has been supporting crews in the fight against a wildfire near Kelowna, has been grounded because of drones. The BC Wildfire Service says there are too many remote-controlled drones flying around the area, and it's not safe for the helicopter anymore. The service wants to remind everyone wildfires are automatically flight-restricted areas, and that fighting the flames is more important than taking photos or videos of them. Health Minister Rona Ambrose is ordering a crackdown on groups which illegally advertise marijuana.
Health Canada says it will actively monitor marijuana advertising instead of acting mostly on the basis of complaints. Under current law, only regulated parties like licensed producers are allowed to advertise basic non-promotional information. A Health Canada statement says violators will receive compliance letters and repeat violators could face legal action. Ambrose says she ordered a more proactive approach to enforcement due to the rise of illegal online and storefront marijuana dispensaries. Steve Fairbairn, the Canadian Press.
The governing body of World Sailing will start doing its own independent testing for viruses in Rio's Olympic water. An Associated Press investigation showed a serious health risk to athletes competing in venues rife with raw sewage. Reporter Stephen Wade says it's likely the Olympic water competitions will have to be moved to other venues around the city where the water is safer.
In the sailing venue in Guanabara Bay, they already have three courses that are slightly outside the bay in the open Atlantic. And that will be an alternative for them to sail outside the bay. The rowing venue is very polluted, and it's not very clear where they could move that. It's possible they could move distance swimming off Copacabana and someplace out west in Rio. There are some beaches that are probably cleaner and safer.
Much of the waste and sewage in Rio de Janeiro goes untreated and runs down hillside ditches and streams. CFAX weather is coming up next.
For less than the cost of an apple a day, Thompson Roof Treatment can keep the roof of an average house free of moss for its remaining life. Make a healthy choice for your roof with Thompson's exclusive Lifetime Moss Control Program. A proactive approach with early treatment will maximize the life of your roof, resulting in lower maintenance costs. Call Thompson Roof Treatment and ask about their Lifetime Moss Control Program. Protect your roof and its warranty with Thompson Roof Treatment. 385-3124. 385-3124.
CFAX weather, sunny today and hot, a high of 27 degrees. That's a UV index of 7 or very high. Clear and windy tonight, a low down to 14. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 26. Some clouds might move in for the start of next week, and the daytime highs come down just a bit. Right now in downtown Victoria, it's 24 degrees. I'm Rob Freeman. Your next news at 2 o'clock. Breaking news when it happens on CFAX 1070. It's 1:33.
Mornings with Al Farabee.
So what do you do if you see a pet in distress in another person's car? Do you break the window? Sergeant Steve Essie of Sandwich Police had this to say.
Clearly, if you're in a parking lot where there are other people there, get other people involved, get other people there to witness what's going on and see if there are other ways of opening that vehicle.
On the next show, the latest on a federal election call, local news every 15 minutes, and Victoria Harbour Cats tickets to win.
Mornings with Al Farabee. Weekdays 5 to 9 on CFAX 1070. Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Welcome back, everybody. On the show today, we're also talking to Coach Carrie Brown. She is our business coach. She's a speaker and trainer and can help you with your business. And today we're going to talk about some simple strategies to stay productive, especially during these kind of lazy summer months where we want to enjoy ourselves, but we have to get our business up and running still, and the fall is coming, so we need to stay productive. How are you, Carrie?
I'm great, Patty. How are you?
I'm excellent, thank you. And, you know, on your site, hanging out with Coach Carrie, I know you do videos. You also have different sessions you offer for people, but I like your blog with all the different kind of articles about, you know, what is ever seasonal here. And this one caught my eye about staying kind of, yeah, because you want to enjoy your summer. And, you know, I think each person has a different time of day where they're productive or different weeks or whatever. You kind of have to find that. But you have some really easy tips how to kind of stay on track.
Well, I do because, you know, I find that maybe because it's summer, I want to keep it down to a few of them, not a whole bunch of them, because we don't want to tackle too many things. You know,
no.
because we're above the 49th parallel, we want to, well, actually in Victoria we're not, but for most of Canada, we do like to you really enjoy our summers, you know, because we get cooler, damper winters. And
right. And I think also because you're so scheduled during the year, even if your kids aren't in school anymore or whatever, we have that September to kind of June attitude. And you kind of don't want to be quite as, you know, buckled down this time of year.
Absolutely. And this is when our friends and family are come to visit us, or we're going away making long weekends of them. We have concerts. Tonight we're going out to Butchart Gardens and watching the fireworks and planning a picnic and, you know, all of that. So there's so many more things to do. So I've come up with these sort of four tips that really, really are mine.
Yeah, they work for you.
Other people. And you know, the first one is just get up earlier. You know, in the wintertime, I set my alarm for 7:15, and, you know, at that, I have to kind of drag myself out of bed, especially when it's not light till 8 o'clock in the morning. But in the summer, it's 6:15. My alarm goes off an hour earlier. And it's easier, actually, to get up in the summer at 6:15 than it is to get up at 7:15 in the wintertime, for me anyway, because I'm not a morning person. But that extra hour allows me to do other things that I, you know, if I'm planning to take the afternoon off or quit work early because I'm going to go out, listen to a concert or, you know, go for a bike ride or something like that, I at least can get other things done.
When's your most productive time, and what do you find with most people is their most productive time?
Well, there's a difference between most productive and when actually they can get the most done. And I'm just going to draw that distinction because depending upon the business, and you would know this being in real estate, there's a certain time of the day of which your day no longer becomes yours. So if your listeners are in a business where they're very customer focused, there's a point at which they're going to be responding to emails or phone calls and, you know, meeting with clients or whatever it is, so they're not going to be able to get a lot done. And by the end of the day, often we're pretty tired. So I would say mornings are your best. For some people, it's really early morning to actually do work. For me, I need to get some physical activity first in the morning, get my body moving before I can get my brain moving. That's sort of the order that it goes. So what's really important for people to think about, when is their time, when their brain is working the best to do their highest level activities, you know, that brain activity stuff, and then plan that before you get on to a day, to the rest of your day, when it's no longer in your control.
And that's one of your tips, too, is get physical activity in, because that does a lot to keep you going.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's so much easier. You know, we tend to eat a lot of foods that we wouldn't normally eat during the year, a lot, maybe faster foods because we're stopping and picking stuff up when we're going out to do things. It's, you know, it's hot. It's nice to sit on the deck and have a glass of something cooler. And so we need to be burning some more calories, and we need to keep our energy level up because of the heat. So, again, that's why if you're getting up that extra hour in the morning earlier like I do, that's when I do my physical activity most of the time, because I don't have the excuse it's too hot, or I haven't got the excuse that, oh, somebody's coming over, or we've been invited to somebody else's deck or patio. So it just increases that, you know, those endorphins, as I say, and gets you thinking more positive. And then you can be much more productive for a shorter period of time, and then you can do the things that you want to do during the summer.
Right, because that is also one of the things that kind of goes by the wayside in the summer. It's kind of hair straight back, and I don't want to go to the gym. I don't want to do my regular routine. And where it seems summertime you're wearing less clothes, you can overeat and actually gain weight and kind of be more out of shape and more exhausted, right, even because of the hot weather.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is where I always often say to people, this is a really good time to try something new, is that, you know, if you've been a gym goer all year long in the summertime, what about getting outside? What about going in and walking, going on the beach, going bike riding, you know, going down the Galloping Goose we've got pretty much accessible to anyone here in Victoria, and do some things that are different than what you would normally do. Go for hikes. You know, you may not choose to go hiking in January or December when it's cold and dark and rainy, but this is a perfect time if you do that in the summertime. So maybe mix it up a little bit, and it might keep you more inspired as well.
That's absolutely what I'm doing this time of year, is getting out and trying to do that. But it is important because it all really adds up to having a bit of a schedule. When we come back after the break, I want to talk about that and how you plan your days. Back in 2 minutes.
Now, CFAX 1070 Community Connection.
Brought to you by Fairway Markets.
Hi, Victoria. I'm Caitlin Livingston, letting you know what's going on around the area. The Victoria Dragon Boat Festival is on August 14th to 16th, so start getting your family together for the celebration. This event starts at 11 o'clock and works to bring communities together through dragon boating. And get your cameras and children ready for this fun, free event at Cabrillo Bay. Enjoy building your own sand sculpture at the beach or take part in a variety of hands-on activities, including bouncy castles, face painting, giant hamster balls, hand-drawn workshops, information displays, and arts and craft stations. And remember, every Wednesday is Oakland Sunset Market. That has been your Community Connections, brought to you by Fairway Market. No club cards, no points, no gimmicks, just great card-free pricing.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah?
You know your job?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Some conversations only happen when you're camping. Make sure your RV is ready to go with an inspection from Tom's RV so you can concentrate on what's important. Do it now. Do it better. Tom's RV Service and Supplies. Off Jacqueline in Langford.
If you misplace things, forget names, and have a hard time concentrating, you may find that PS Phosphatidylserine from Natural Factors will help. PS is a unique supplement that may help improve memory and be the key to peak mental performance. Ask for your $2 coupon when you purchase PS at the Vitamin Shop, where the price is always right and the service is excellent. Call 250-386-1212 and ask about their free delivery service. The Vitamin Shop, 1212 Broad Street, or CanadianVitaminShop.com.
Giving you the power to be smarter than your smartphone. Tech Talk with Alan Perry. Saturday mornings at 10 on CFAX 1070.
Welcome back, everybody. You're here listening to Lifestyle. I'm Patty Mack, and on the phone we have Coach Carrie Brown. She's a business coach, a speaker, and a trainer. And we're talking about four simple strategies to stay productive during these lazy summer months, especially with our great weather. So we're talking about getting up earlier, getting physical activity in. And the next one is to plan your days, Carrie.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And, you know, we still have, probably 5 weeks now left of summer, given the way the Labor Day weekend falls this year. And so what I always say is, you know, take that time and plan it out and really look at, you know, one to maybe three projects, something you want to accomplish within that time frame. So for those people who are in business for themselves or in, you know, in working, there may be some projects that you want to, look how I'd feel at the end of the summer. I'd feel really great if I got these done. Decide what they are. It's really important that they're things that you want to do versus any shoulds, because when it comes to summer, it's really easy to find lots of excuses not to do it.
Yeah.
And then once you're clear on what they are, then the strategies and the tactics to actually do them will become clear. For example, for me, I'm launching a program in the fall that's called the Strategy Map, and it's a program for people who are solo entrepreneurs to really help them do some planning. And I did a beta test in the spring, and I want to launch it in the fall. So for me, that's my focus for this summer, is to get that, you know, to get it all ready so that in the fall I can launch it. So I'm really clear that I want to have that done. I'm really clear then what I need to do. These are all the pieces that need to be in place for it. And then that can help me break me down on a day-to-day basis. What's a tactic or an action I need to do today just to move that further forward?
If you don't sort of do that, it becomes overwhelming and you get stuck and do nothing, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the lack of clarity is one of the reasons why people procrastinate. When they don't know what their next step is, and they won't take it. It can also be fear, so sometimes it can be either of those two. They don't know they're not clear what the actual next steps are, or they're fearful of something that might happen if they take it. But I suspect in the summertime, it's mostly that often people just haven't taken the time to figure out, okay, is this what I want, and what's my next step? You know, one of the things I find a lot of people feel they need to know is every single thing they need to do in order to accomplish something. And the fact of the matter is you'll never know it until you've finally done it, right? Because things are going to happen. But you know at least what the next thing is. So plan that, do it, then the next one will become clear.
And I think when you're working on your own, say in real estate, you know, I always do a rough plan the night before, time-wise. It may change a bit, but I try and put in those times and a rough guideline and to deal with... We all have different things in life, whether it's a real estate or home or what you have to sort of get in there and when you're going to do it roughly.
Mm. Yes, in fact, on my website, in my blog, there's a template in there called a time budget template. And basically what I suggest people do, and they can do this for the summer and then change it up again for the fall, which is you want to decide on what are those big rocks, you know, what are the big important things. So obviously family is going to be one, you know, personal, which is taking care of yourself. That'd be friends and fitness and whatnot. And then work. And if you have a business on the side, which a lot of women do, then or a lot of people do, then that would be four things. And maybe you have some volunteer work. And I really say any more than five is going to be overwhelming. And then you just kind of map that out on what I call an ideal week. So it's never going to look exactly like that. But if we look at when are we most productive during the week, so then we schedule that first time morning time. So let's say it's exercise from 6:30 to 7:30. You're going to have breakfast, get yourself ready. So maybe it's 8:30 to 11 is when you're going to do your prospecting, or when you're going to follow up with potential clients, or when you're going to do the stuff that really makes a difference in your business. And then, you know, plan the stuff that working with clients directly and whatnot later on in the day. And really get some sense of this is where you're really going to tune into, okay, when's it important that I get this done? Am I making excuses and avoiding this? And then you've got this basic template. And then, like you said, every night beforehand, look at that next day and say, okay, what adjustments do I need to make in it? Okay, well, I have to see these out-of-town clients at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. Well, then when am I going to do my prospecting that I said I was going to do?
Right, and then you don't lay awake stewing at night if you kind of have it written down a little bit, because it's sort of there when you wake up, so you'd kind of remember what it is exactly you were planning out.
Absolutely. You know, overwhelm so often happens just because we haven't actually mapped it out and seen it. And for a lot of people who are visuals, and they don't even know that, just the fact of writing it down and putting it in front of them gives them a huge sense of relief. In fact, often what it does, it shows that we actually have more time than we think we do, and that in itself is a gift.
No kidding. And the fall, like you say, is upon us very soon. You need to plan for that as well, right? Because different industries, you have a different quota, what you need to get fired up again, you know, clubs are starting, all the kind of stuff, whether it's your family-ish things you got to deal with, your business plan. That kind of feeling, I think September and January are both times where we want to make kind of goals.
Absolutely, and sometimes, here's what often happens, is we spend our summer just sort of wandering through it. We get into September, you know, we kind of wait until about the middle of September, and then we sort of look up and say, oh, I guess I need to do something. But the problem is that you're having to ramp up something, where really now is a time when you can be thinking about it, you've got the brain space to be able to do, to think about what you want the fall to look like, and maybe some of those activities you're going to do this summer are actually going to set you up for a really great fall.
And what about, there's another thing on our site about 8 ways to turn clients into raving fans. Can you touch on that briefly in the time we have left, that people that, you know, there's so much competition for clients in different industries. How do you make them be your fans?
Well, you know, it's all about relationships. You know, really today, in today's world, it's people do business with who they know, like, and trust. So it really has to be, you know, turning those people into raving fans is really building those relationships with them. So and especially often people, what they try and do is ask for referrals from people, because they think, oh, you like what I do, you're going to give me referrals. Well, often people don't. So it's a really, you know, it's really challenging. But I've got these 8 tips, and I'll run through them quickly. One of them is this: always under-promise and over-deliver.
Good.
You know, you're wow a person when you give them more than you say you're going to, whatever that is. Mm-hmm. You know, finish a job in less time. Give them an extra bonus, whatever it happens to be. And number 2 is have systems in place so that you're always consistent and congruent, so that they know to trust what it's going to look like working with you.
Okay.
The 3rd one is continually improve your products or services based on the feedback you get from them, and ask them for feedback. And I tell you, when you ask a client for feedback and you implement some of the things they say, wow, you've got a raving fan. Educate them on how to make the most of your product or service. Give them tips and strategies, recommendations, ideas, whatever it happens to be. Tell them what it's going to look like to work with you. Don't leave them in the dark.
Okay.
Do the pleasant unexpected over and over again. And again, that's that, you know, that can be really tied into under-promising and over-delivering, but sometimes it's just the unexpected. They aren't even expecting it. Number 6 is create, you know, special client-only clubs or groups or offline or special things that they might get that will be worthwhile to them, and so they feel special. And this is why there's been such a growth in loyalty programs. So make them feel special.
Okay.
Number seven is turn your current and past clients, really touch them with connections with them that make them feel like you've got them, that you're thinking about them, and that keeps you top of mind. So whether that's an email newsletter, whether that's a handwritten note, whether that's a quick phone call, just touching base with them, make them feel special and that their business matters. You know, follow up after a service or product. Say, hey, you know, how are you feeling? How did you do? Whatever it happens to be.
And number eight is provide additional resources.
Yes. Yeah. Give them stuff that isn't even related to what you necessarily do. You know, I'm always on the lookout with my clients about things that they might find interesting. It may not be what we're currently working on right now, but I'll send them a blog post or an article or something that I've seen that I think would be a benefit for them. And wow, that's a sure way to make them become raving fans.
Fantastic tips you've given us, Daycare. If people want to get a hold of you, how do they do that?
Well, the best way is to go to my website, which is hangoutwithcoachkerry.com, and Kerry is spelled the Irish way, K-E-R-R-Y. I've got a great free book on there, How to Get Out of Overwhelm and Accelerate Your Results. And whether people are in business or not, there's some great tips and tools in there. And then they can contact me directly through the website.
Fantastic. Always love to have you on the show, Kerry, and have a great rest of your weekend. Enjoy tonight.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. And you too.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. When we come back, we're going to talk to Eric from the Float House, Victoria.
Now is your chance to save with Saunders Subaru's Demos X Leases Rentals and Lay Models 2014 sale.
That's a mouthful. Let's call it deal.
The Dellerlim Sale.
Save up to $3,500 on a Subaru Legacy, WRX, WRX STI, and BRZ. Great financing is available from 0.5 to 0.9%. Stock is limited. The Dellerlim Demos X Leases Rentals and Lay Model 2014 sale is on now at Saunders Subaru on the Old Island Highway.
Coffee's always on.
Brakes squeaking, tires need rotating, or time for an oil change? Why not take your vehicle to Midas? They offer the personal attention of a neighborhood garage and the protection and guarantees of a national chain. Midas has been serving the island for over 40 years. All seven stores are locally owned and are still setting the standard. They're a great alternative to the new car dealer.
Appointments are accepted but not necessary. Call or drop by your local Midas shop today.
Stop punishing yourself for buying the wrong mattress. It's never too late for a Fawcett.
Hi, I'm Dwayne from Fawcett Mattress. Do yourself a favor and come and see how affordable all-natural, locally made mattress can be. Our open concept allows you to see them being made while you test different styles and firmnesses. We even make all-natural crib mattresses.
Sleep naturally with Fawcett Mattress. Proudly handmade in Victoria at 408 John Street. Online at fawcettmattress.com.
If you or your company are struggling with debt, Abacan & Associates Debt Relief Program can help.
I owned a hardwood floor company. The economy started to drop a bit. Business went down, taxes went up. I went to Abacan, I met with Kyle. He gave me my options and we figured out which was best for me. People and staff there at Abacan are wonderful. They do really, really make it easy for you.
Call 250-995-3122. That's 250-995-3122.
We are back. I'm Patty Mack. You're listening to Lifestyle right here on CFAX 1070 every Saturday from 1 to 2. You can contact me, lifestylepattymack.com, if you want to know more about me or my guests. And my next guest is Eric Zarimba. He's from the Float House, Victoria. How are you, Eric?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Awesome, awesome. Well, my friend Steve and Trish Young said they met someone from the Float House and said, you have to see what this is all about. And I looked at your website, which has all the information you ever want to know about it. But
Sure. What
is floating?
Well, floating essentially is the physical aspect of floating is you come into our place, you float in what we call an isolation tank or a sensory deprivation tank, and they're about the size of a Mini Cooper. They're quite large, and they have a lid, and they have a base, so it's like a big bathtub with a lid that covers it that you can open and close. And basically, the water in these tanks is filled with about just under 1,300 pounds of Epsom salts and about 1,000 liters of water. And together, this combination creates a buoyancy that allows you to float on the surface without really any effort at all. The water is heated to the same temperature as your skin as well. The inside environment, the air is heated to about the same temperature as well. So basically what happens after a while of floating, your body kind of loses that sensation of where the water ends and the air above it begins. And this essentially is what floating is all about.
What kind of feedback do you get from people when they try this? Because, you know, obviously you found it somewhere and thought it was fantastic. What do you find the benefits are and the people that have come in there?
Well, I mean, the benefits are wide-ranging. I mean, we've got people who have, first of all, stress management is a big one. I mean, you come into an isolation tank. Another thing I should point out, too, is that there's a light control in the tank, too. So when you turn the light off, there's absolutely no light coming in. And you have pretty much zero stimulation coming into your body. And that allows a lot of different things to happen, like stress hormones decrease, your blood pressure decreases, your heart rate decreases. You have these endorphins that get pushed into your body, and you feel great afterwards. So a lot of people have stress. A lot of people have injuries, and pain management's another big one. Arthritis sufferers, it's huge for them. We have fibromyalgia clients who come in. We have lawyers and doctors and creative people who explore their creative sides of their world, and people who just want to relax and meditate and sort of get away from things for a little while.
And, Eric, we're not often inside of our head. Meditation, I've started trying doing this, and it's a learned thing, and I think we need to sometimes slow down and not have all this stuff. Our first guest was talking about eating good food and taking the time to slow down and have good food. And this is another thing where you just relax, and I think that scares people sometimes.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the idea of getting into a tank that has a lid that encloses and you don't have any input coming into your body, and to be alone with yourself, a lot of people get freaked out of that as well. Like, what am I going to do with myself for 90 minutes there by myself? But, it's a really good, healthy thing to do. I think just getting in touch with yourself and being able to explore how your body truly feels, it's really the only time you can do it, because you're always getting, hammered by a lot of other things coming at you as far as cell phones and emails and this and that. And you're always on high alert. Your body's always, on this fight or flight response system. And to be able to get into a tank and to eliminate that, to sort of, reboot your system, to sort of control all those processing that are going on inside your head that you don't even know that are really happening, that's kind of what it's all about.
And it's for everybody, right? Like, even if you're pregnant, there's no real condition that you can't go in here. It's Epsom salts.
No, exactly. It's just Epsom salts. I mean, we've had, lots of pregnant women, women who have were just about due, in a few weeks they've come in and floated. It's really nice for them, actually, in that they can sort of move around a little bit and get some of the stress off their backs. And there's some different positions for women who are pregnant in there that are quite nice for them. So, yeah, really anyone. We've had kids come in and do it. We've had some of the older folks have come in and done it. It's sort of, anyone can do it.
And you don't have to worry about your colored hair. It's not going to, your naturally blonde hair is not going to go green.
No. It will look beautiful after a float. Your hair will feel nice. Your skin will be soft. And you'll have this nice perspective and feeling and kind of like a glow afterwards. You'll just feel great. It's like a lot of people relate it to kind of having a massage without anyone actually massaging you. It's kind of like the feeling that you get this deep relaxation without anyone actually working you or hurting you or whatever. It all comes from yourself, and we just provide the tool for you to do that, and that's what it's all about.
And whereabouts are you located, Eric?
We're down on Harold Street, so we're right around between Douglas and Government, right across Kitty Corner to the Victoria Market on Douglas there. So we're on a nice little quiet section of Harold Street, and that's where we are.
And how are things going so far, have you found, in Victoria?
It's been going great. I think it's one of those things that, floating has been an interesting industry in that it was quite popular in the 80s and early 80s, and it had a little bit of a dip. And I think things are coming back now for the floating world, just because I think the fact that we're just getting so busy and stressed out all the time, I think we need these things. And I think we've seen a really nice reception to it, and I think people are really happy to have the facility around, and it's been really great.
Well, make sure you look up the Float House Victoria. It's got a great site that explains everything, but thank you for explaining it all. It sounds wonderful, and I'll have to come try it out, Eric. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I look forward to meeting you.
Thanks a lot.
You bet. Thank you, Josh, for being here today and helping as always. Tonight is the first home game for the Rebels, West Shore Rebels. They're with playing against the VI Raiders. 7 o'clock tonight. It's going to be a phenomenal game with high-ranking, great coaches and great players. So please come out and support. Wear your red and white. It's going to be great. Till we meet again, get out there and enjoy your week.